With the Musée Ambulant, the traveling museum, art is a celebration where everyone is invited, and they are currently in our region sharing their love of art. The objective of this group is to introduce visual arts and crafts to their audience of all ages through the creation of collective exhibitions that take place in our province. Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Sarah Bélanger-Martel, the director of Le Musée Ambulant, also the founder of Le Musée Ambulant, Jeanne Couture, and Aaron Bass, their technical director. The team is in Lourdes de Blanc-Sablon to put on a presentation at École Monseigneur Scheffer tonight from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., and it's open to the public. Hi, guys. Thank you for joining me today.
Hi. Hi.
So let's start talking about Le Musée Ambulant and how it got started.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having us. It's really a pleasure for us to be here in Blanc-Sablon, and we're really excited. Already we've been here for two or three days already, and we want to come back. So this is only
You've
first.
Fallen in love.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So Musée Ambulant is a project that started actually 2 years ago, and Jeanne, who's with us today, she's the co-founder of the project. So, Jeanne, maybe you can tell us just a little bit about how it was. The whole idea was really to bring art outside the museum, mm-hmm. to bring art to the public, yeah.
Yeah, to be closer to the public, to talk art with kids. And the Musée Ambulant, it's the beginning was just for primary school, like for kids. And mm-hmm. now we just extended the mission to high school, actually to every type of public. But the concept, it's really to move the museum inside of like the community and with the public, where the public is, and not
the other way
the
around.
Other way. Yeah, exactly. So this is just really basic idea, mm-hmm. but now it's going really bigger and bigger. And like we toured all around the province with
it's
the project.
It's really exciting because for many people, this is their first experience of seeing an art exhibit. But as we were talking before, art is in all of our communities.
That's true.
So it's really neat that you're tying that together and really showing people, hey, you know, art is what you have around you and what's happening in your community.
Definitely. With Musée Ambulant, we bring an exhibition where we have professional artists, artists that are exhibiting in real museums. Mm-hmm. And we bring those artworks in contact with the population, with the children. We talk about those artworks. But often what happens is that the conversation turns to what art is being already done in the communities. Each community all over the province that we visit, we find that there are people who are sculpting, who are making crafts. We have actually here in Blanc-Sablon, in our exhibition, we included one of the work from a local crafts lady who made a beautiful, beautiful quilt. And it's a wonderful project called Once Upon a Coast. Mm-hmm. That was the concept, the whole project was by Serena Etheridge, and she asked her mom, Imelda, who's, I think she's from Bordeaux, and she is the lady who made that quilt. And that kind of artwork, that kind of craft, that kind of skills is in the communities everywhere. Mm-hmm. So when we bring artworks from all over the province to children, the first thing that they tell us is also that their uncle, their aunties, mm-hmm. their grandmas are mm-hmm. also doing art. And that's part of the mission of Musée Ambulant also.
That's wonderful. And you were recently at Mountain Ridge School to put on an exhibition. Can you tell us some of the other places that you have traveled so far in the province?
Yeah, we were lucky. I mean, I think this is the furthest we've been. We're based in Portneuf near Quebec City.
Okay.
But we've been, last year we were on the North Shore, but on the Haute Côte Nord. So mm-hmm. we were around Baie-Comeau and up to Les Escoumins. We've been in the Eastern Townships. We've been around Quebec City, the lower shore of Quebec City. So we've been a little bit all over. And that's really what's amazing, because we find that wherever we go, the children are just the same. They are completely the amazement, the curiosity, the openness, that's just, we find mm-hmm. that everywhere.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's great to see like the reaction of the kids, because they are really like curious and really good to use their imagination to explain like what is this story about this art piece, and they can invent like everything around that. Because, mm-hmm. you know, visual art, all the answers are good. Mm-hmm. You can imagine what you want with that. So it's really interesting to put that in a school context. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's just the opposite normally, mm-hmm. like they mm-hmm. need to do math or French.
Yeah, what's the good answer?
The right or wrong answer. And this is just open mind. So mm-hmm. they can have like mm-hmm. every answer.
Yeah, just yesterday we were in the school in Old Fort. And we have those beautiful sculpture by a Baie-Comeau artist, and she gets inspired from the nature, and they're abstract. So there's really nothing you can really recognize so much. And we always ask the children, so what do you see in there? And it was a child there who said, it reminds me of an iceberg. And that's the first time I thought about it. And I'm like, that's quite right. This is a wonderful interpretation for that artwork. So great. Every time that we look at art with kids all over the province, we get new answers. And that's why our job is the best. yeah, it's wonderful.
I liked when we showed the quilt to the younger kids. They were pre-K to 4 and 5 years old. And they saw Old Fort on the quilt. And they all, like, really, they were really excited. They're, oh, Old Fort, I'm from Old Fort. They got really excited about that. And for me, that's what I feel art is supposed to do. It's supposed to kind of visually link you to your area, your geography. Kind of brings you closer to your area. And kind of brings people together, too. It creates those communities around a visual piece, sculpture, or a quilt, or regardless. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the important things, too, of bringing art to these communities.